A slide reads, Developmentally Appropriate Activities. At the bottom are logos for Penricton Center for Blind Children, Perkins School for the Blind, and Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. A child explores and plays with objects in a classroom. An adult watches and joins in the exploration with her.
What is a developmentally appropriate activity? We often talk about doing activities that are developmentally appropriate with children, but we don't always stop to think about what that means. We need to be sure that we have an accurate picture of where a child is functioning and what developmental level this is. We also need to be sure that we have an understanding of typical child development so that we are aware of which behaviors and learning occur at different ages and developmental stages. This video is designed to show you what happens when a typical 2-year-old child is presented with tasks that are at a developmental level that is far above her functioning level. This girl, Adriana, has typical vision and hearing with no identified learning problems. Her aunt Cindy, who is on the staff at the Penricton Center for Blind Children, has created this video specifically to demonstrate what happens when a task is not appropriate for a child's developmental level.
In this video, Adriana and Cindy are sitting at a table and are going to work on identifying letters of the alphabet. Cindy draws the letter A with a crayon. Adriana takes the crayon.
You do it. A? Yeah. Do it with your crayon. No, like
Cindy
this.
Folds her hands over Adriana's hands, writing
like
the
this.
Letter A together.
A? No. A? No. A? No. No. A? A.
Cindy releases her hand.
No.
Adriana scribbles on the paper. They both repeat the same actions repeatedly.
A. That's an A. No.
Adriana smiles at Cindy.
A.
Adriana looks at Cindy while she scribbles.
Look, A. A. Let's try again. A.
B.
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 Cindy pulls different letters out of the bin onto the table.
A for Adriana. N. And J.
Happy.
Can you find the A? Where is the A? Adriana, where's the A? Can you find the A? No, that's the N. Where's the A? Show me the A.
Adriana looks at her surroundings, Adriana? Distracted.
Show me the A. No, not B. A. A, B, C. Where's the A?
This Cindy the grabs A. Adriana's hands to place on the letter
this is
A.
The A.
Adriana pulls her hand back down to her side.
Give me the A.
Cindy maneuvers to put the letter A in Adriana's hand.
A. This is the A. Give it to me. Thank you. That's the A. Where's the N?
Adriana grabs the letters, throwing them in the bin.
This is an N, and this is a U. U, yay! Can you find the N? Find the N. Give me the N. Give me the N. No, that's a U. Where's the N?
She successfully places the letter in Cindy's hand.
Yay!
They both clap.
There's the U.
Cindy accidentally tips a box over. Adriana is distracted.
Here's the A.
Cindy grabs her hand to pick up the letter.
Where's the N? Where's the N? Can you show me the N? N. Yay! Give me the N.
She grabs the N successfully.
Thank you.
Adriana takes letters out of the bin.
E-E-N?
D.
Yeah, where's the E?
D.
P, look. P-E-N. Can you give me the E? Give me the E. Nope, that's the U.
She shows the wrong letter.
P-E-N.
E-N-D.
Show me the E. Hand me the E. Nope, that's the U. Let's give me the E. Here's
Cindy
the
grabs
e.
her hand to pick up the letter.
E. Give it to me. Thank you. Uh-oh, I dropped it.
So what do you think? Were the activities that Cindy was doing appropriate to Adriana's developmental level? What behaviors was Adriana displaying to indicate that something may have been above her level? Can you imagine that Adriana might develop behavior problems if she has this type of experience repeatedly throughout the day, day after day? Take some time to reflect on whether or not the activities that you are doing with a particular child are appropriate to their developmental level.
A slide reads, "Thank you to Cindy of Penricton Center for Blind Children and her niece Adriana for sharing their experience." www.activelearningspace.org. At the bottom are logos for Penricton Center for Blind Children, Perkins School for the Blind, and Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired.